From CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. President Trump declared a war on fraud this week, signing an executive order on Monday formally creating a benefits fraud task force. It will be led by Vice President J.D. Vance and target states such as Minnesota, Illinois, New York, Maine, Colorado, and California. Alexi Kossoff is the Washington, D.C. correspondent for the San Francisco Chronicle, and he joins us today to explain what programs may come under scrutiny in the state. Alexi, welcome back to Insight.
Hey, good to be with you.
Okay, so let's just dive right into this executive order. What does it set out to do?
So this is the culmination of months of complaints and attacks and frustrations by President Trump against mainly Democratic states and his belief that there's widespread fraud happening in the welfare programs in these states. And this executive order sets up a task force led by Vice President J.D. Vance that is supposed to bring together the entire federal government through cabinet leaders and other high-level officials to come up with ideas for how they can go after that fraud. So within the next few months, they're supposed to basically name programs where they think there might be a lot of fraud happening, come up with ideas about how they can withhold money from states where they think there is fraud, come up with plans to put new restrictions in place to prevent fraud going forward. It's a lot of work that could be on their plates all of a sudden.
What kind of fraud has been alleged? Are there any concrete claims that they're tasked with examining?
This really came out of the scandal in Minnesota that has drawn national attention. There was an organized crime ring that stole hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars in emergency pandemic aid. And that over the past few months has suddenly burst to national attention as the prosecutions got underway in Minnesota. And from there, President Trump basically started turning his attention all over the place. And California has been repeatedly in the crosshairs. There is not necessarily a specific thing that seems to have triggered that interest in California. But he says time and again, I hear the problem in California is 10 times worse than in Minnesota. And so they're out there basically on a fishing expedition, more or less. And there are little things that have popped up that have given them reason to keep this going. For example, there is a lot of concern in Los Angeles County about the amount of hospices that have cropped up there, and that many of them may be fraudulent businesses that are simply trying to embezzle money from Medicare. So that's one place where they may be looking in California, but a lot of it is more just vibes, we should say.
Okay. So I guess what specific programs in the state might come under scrutiny because of these vibes that are going to be investigated?
Yeah, I mean, definitely the hospice issue is at the top of the list. The Trump administration actually sent the Medicare head, Dr. Mehmet Oz, to California a couple of months ago. He went on this expedition around LA to many of the hotspots where there are thousands of these licensed hospices, way more than anywhere else in the country. And he made this controversial video where he essentially accused the local Armenian community of being responsible for an organized crime ring there. And it led to a whole lot of back and forth with the state about whether what he'd said was racist. But point is, that is definitely going to get attention from the Trump administration. Beyond that, we'll see what happens. One potential issue is the money that California has received from the federal government for wildfire prep over the last however many years. Senator Rick Scott from Florida is actually conducting an investigation right now into the causes of the Palisades fire, the fire that burned down much of the Pacific Palisades in 2025. And he is very much has this idea that the state is responsible because the state has misused all of this money from the federal government to get ready for potential fires. And so he's actually asked the task force to look into how California used that money and whether any of it may have been used fraudulently. But the task force hasn't committed yet to investigating that. Oh. So We'll see how much, you know, politics plays into these decisions.
Okay.
Going forward.
I mean, but everything you laid out. So now there's like wildfire relief money from the federal government. When you talk about the hospice centers in Los Angeles, I mean, that investigation dates back to 2020. When you bring up Minnesota, I mean, and those COVID pandemic relief funds, that goes back to 2022. So it seems like these are all kind of dated or separate incidents that are now being brought to the present day to justify investigating fraud in states like California. I guess what stands out to you about the timing of this? Does the midterm play a role? I mean, you also mentioned that, you know, it's blue states who are being targeted.
Yes, I would say the most important thing to consider is the political lens that President Trump brings to this, because I think it's fair to say that he brings a political lens to everything that he does. And in this case, there was a legitimate scandal that erupted in Minnesota. It gained a lot of traction in conservative media circles, and the president has taken that and run with it. And so every little inkling of a thing that pops up in a blue state, he's sort of chased after and wanted to push that as far as it can go to, you know, support his idea that fundamentally Democrats are corrupt, the states they run are corrupt, and he needs to intervene to gain control. I think one thing to consider about California in particular being a target of his is that Governor Gavin Newsom is a perpetual rival of his. They have clashed repeatedly over many things, including wildfire aid. And now Gavin Newsom is potentially eyeing a run for president himself in 2028. He has surged to the top of popularity polls as a contender. And there's a possibility that Republicans are eyeing that and trying to knock him down a peg before he even jumps into the race. I was in the room in the Oval Office when President Trump signed this executive order on Monday, and he railed against Gavin Newsom multiple times, including in very personal terms, calling him stupid because he's dyslexic and suggesting that he's not qualified to be president because he has a learning disability. So it's very fair to wonder how much of this is really just about politics and not about fraud at all.
You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with San Francisco Chronicle reporter Alexi Kossoff in Washington, D.C. to discuss President Trump's new executive order creating a task force to investigate benefits fraud in states like California. What do state leaders have to say about it? I mean, you just mentioned you were in the Oval Office. The president mentioned Governor Newsom by name multiple times. Has the governor responded in the days since?
He has responded, but this is sort of an ongoing back and forth where Gavin Newsom has been pointing fingers at Donald Trump and Donald Trump has been pointing fingers at Gavin Newsom, going back and forth since this, at least the start of the year. So in response to these accusations about fraud in California, Newsom and his office have really made a show of pointing out fraud in other states, or pointing out in Republican-led states, or pointing out fraud as it's connected to Trump himself. And they actually made a state website that lists all of these wealthy people who were convicted of fraud and then pardoned by Trump. And they've tallied up how much money in settlements the federal government or victims of those fraudsters are no longer going to receive because they've been pardoned by President Trump. So they're trying to turn this around and say, President Trump is making this accusation because he's the real fraudster and he just wants to pin the blame on somebody else.
Is there any grain of truth to these claims from Republicans that California is paying out benefits to people who don't qualify for them?
Well, it depends on the program that you look at. But yes, there absolutely are issues with fraud in California and many other states. The state auditor's office has actually put out a report regularly over the past few decades where they look at state programs and flag programs that are at high risk of fraud or abuse or waste. And the most recent report, which came out last year, flagged about 8 different state programs. And one of those people are probably very familiar with, which is unemployment insurance or the Employment Development Department. And that became a huge problem during the pandemic because so many people were unemployed, rushing to the department to get benefits, that they were overwhelmed, and a lot of fraudsters got tens of billions of dollars in benefits that they shouldn't have. So it's not to say that California hasn't had issues with fraud that it's dealing with. It's just a question of, is the task force going to come at this in an honest way or in a political way?
Yeah, when it comes down to like the teeth behind this task force, is there any precedence for the federal government withholding funding to a state? I mean, could this be challenged in court?
Yes, and absolutely, I expect that whatever actions this task force takes, the California will challenge. Already, the federal government has tried to withhold childcare funding from California in January because of what happened in Minnesota, essentially punishing California for something that another state did, suggesting, well, we believe there's fraud in California as well, and so we're going to withhold billions of dollars in grants for California. The state sued, and it got a temporary freeze on that action by the federal government. The case continues to play out, but it shows that there is skepticism in the courts about this approach that the federal government is taking and whether the Trump administration really has the legal authority to punish states as severely as it is by withholding money altogether for these programs.
In return, I mean, California is the fourth or fifth largest economy in the world. Could the state withhold funds to the federal government in response?
So this is an idea that California has toyed with many times. Let's not pay taxes to the federal government because we actually provide more money to the federal government than we get in return. Let's throw our weight around. Let's show how important we are so we get the respect that we deserve. And nobody's ever really pushed forward this idea because it's legally dubious. It'd be hard to actually enact because Californians pay their taxes directly to the government. They don't go through the state. So in reality, the state's best offense is really just a defense, and it'll have to play defense in the courts if the Trump administration comes down and starts punishing the state for fraud.
You know, finally, Alexei, given that you're in D.C., I mean, as you mentioned, you were just in the Oval Office. I mean, every day, multiple times a day, there are new headlines for pressing issues nationally and internationally related to President Trump and the administration. How much traction did this task force get in the whole kind of, I guess, ecosystem of news headlines in D.C. right now?
Yeah, I think it's fair to say that it is a minor thing compared to, for example, the Iran war. That is definitely taking up a lot more attention in Congress with the administration. But it says something that President Trump held a signing ceremony for this executive order, introduced the task force, including Vice President Vance, brought reporters in. He wanted media attention for it. He wants this to be part of his agenda to go after Democratic states and punish them. And so I don't think we've seen the end of this. He's brought this up repeatedly for months and months and months since last fall. It was part of his State of the Union address. And I'm sure that there's going to be more developments going forward.
What's the significance of having the vice president lead this task force?
Having Vice President Vance lead this task force speaks to the priority that President Trump is putting on this. He wants this to be something that's closely associated with him, but he obviously doesn't have the time himself to sit in on a task force and direct his cabinet on the fraud issue. So he's put his number two in charge of this, and he's signaling with that he wants results. He's going to want something to come out of this effort that he can show to his supporters that he is taking action on fraud and delivering.
Alexei, thank you so much for joining us.
It was great to speak with you, Vicky.
Alexei Kossoff is the Washington, D.C. correspondent for the San Francisco Chronicle, discussing President Trump's new executive order creating a task force to investigate benefits fraud in states like California. Up next, advocates for the supplement Kratom tout its benefits as a natural pain reliever. But California authorities are putting an end to its sale in the state following multiple overdose deaths last year, linked to a synthetic version known as 7-OH. We'll talk to public health officials about what they warn are the dangers of Kratom. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.